taste the start. It's from me, it's for you, it's from you.
Is that really Barry Manilow? Are you really Brian McTavish?
It's a worldwide symphony.
No
Steve.
Kidding, isn't it though?
You know,
Barry Manilow.
Call him schmaltzy, call him cheesy.
I'll call him schmaltzy and I'll call him cheesy.
Call him a living legend. That's what you're going to call him before I'm done with you.
Remember Mandy? He
yes.
came and he gave and without taking.
She came and she
came.
Gave.
That's right. Yeah.
Without taking.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yeah, his first big mega hit from 1974 that got the ball rolling from like 74 to the early
80s. Was Mandy the first big hit?
First big hit.
Did not know that.
He got his start. Well, I guess we should get this in before we start just piling it on here. Barry Manilow, pop music legend.
Yes.
7:30 Sunday night, Starlight Theater,
here,
Swope Park.
In Kansas City.
Hey, man. The more you make fun of him, the more I'm going to just, you know, plant my Barry Manilow flag.
I'm going to sit back and listen.
Singer, songwriter, entertainer, knows how to sell a ballad. Uncanny ability to be at once subtle and grandiose at the same time.
Ah, yeah. Very nice.
He touches, hey, I'm inspired by the guy. He touches the emotions. He tears me up. Call me easy. But I'm easy for Barry. In 1978, five of his albums were on the best-selling charts at the same time. And it's one of these things where, you know, you probably can't, I mean, everyone knows Mandy, right? You couldn't escape Mandy, right? In 1974.
I wanted to once.
I just wanted them to play it twice as much on WHB, Top 40 Radio, like it used to be and never will be again. But if you hear these titles, even the titles of the songs, they'll start flooding back, right? Okay,
yeah.
Looks Like We Made It, Can't Smile Without You, It's a Miracle, Could It Be Magic, Weekend in New England, Ready to Take a Chance Again. Interesting factlet, I write the songs not written by Barry Manilow, actually written in 1975 by Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys.
Really?
Here's the deal. David Cassidy records it, had some success with the tune in the UK, Captain and Tennille. Others, many others, recorded it. Dinah Shore, of all people, recorded it, right? But why did it go number one for Barry? Because Barry is Barry.
Okay,
I'll
easy.
End it with that.
Okay,
oh,
easy.
Oh, Captain Easy, a great comic strip from the 1930s, by the way.
7:30 p.m. Sunday at Starlight Theater. I love these guys.
It's
love
the elders. It's
the elders.
Elders.
Everybody loves the elders.
Everybody can love the elders live at Brown's Irish Street Fair featuring, yes, the elders.
Yeah.
It's the 125th anniversary of Brown's Irish Marketplace right here in Kansas City. 125 big ones, okay?
Yeah.
5 to 11 Friday at night, 3 to 11 on Saturday night. Elders only on Saturday night. Bunch of bagpipers and Irish dancers and bands. But you know, 125 years, let's put this in perspective. That's 1887.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
What else is that old? 1887? That's, the elevator was patented in 1887. Brown's has been around since then.
Wow.
Sherlock Holmes first appeared in print in 1887.
God, you know all these things.
Well, yeah. Annie Sullivan began teaching 6-year-old blind and deaf Helen Keller in 1887.
You're a walking encyclopedia.
Well, I'm sitting. If I was walking, I would really blow your mind.
Yeah. Okay, that's coming up this weekend. 3300 Pennsylvania, right?
3300 Pennsylvania. Original location was 27th and Jefferson. They moved it in 1901, and it's there now. There's a beautiful field right off Southwest Traffic Way, the elders and others. It's Friday night. It's Saturday night. Go and have some Irish fun.
Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. Past is gone, something might be found. The ticket's raised. Hey, Jealousy.
And who we got here?
I don't know if listeners could hear me sighing audibly during
Jealousy.
That. Oh my gosh. Hey, Jealousy, the Gin Blossoms. Tuneful mainstream rock music all of the 1990s. Nice chords, nicer hooks. 9 o'clock Friday night. Free, absolutely free concert. KC Live Stage in the Kansas City Power and Light District downtown. Look, we're listening to Hey, Jealousy, their first and probably best hit. But when the front man sings that line, let the cops chase us around, hey, man, hey, buddy, you know, you don't really want the cops to chase you around, of course, but it conveys the sense of playful danger, and that's just like falling in love. It's like you're taking a chance, you're making the leap, and even if it all goes poof in 5 seconds, it's worth it. It's worth it. And these guys are worth it. They're going to entertain some fans, young and old.
And it's free.
And it's free, 9 o'clock Friday, right in the heart of KC Power and Light District.
That's the Jim Blossoms, all Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org.
I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down. And I'm feeling mean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They say he's sick. He's a sick.
Is he really here?
He is more than here.
He is here.
He's here there.
God, he is something.
He is going to do it to it. The proto-rock showman, Alice Cooper.
Man.
Rock and Rumble rally with Alice himself or herself or itself.
How old is Alice?
He's well into his 60s. Let's be kind.
Let's be real kind.
I think he was born,
late 60s probably.
He was born during the World War II thing. Yeah,
okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
8 o'clock concert Friday night, Midland by AMC. It just keeps getting this show is building. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Okay. Alice Cooper still sounds great. Saw the guy a couple years ago. Great pipes. Touring band is awesome, and he puts on this mighty extravaganza of a show.
And it's still good. It used to be.
I am guaranteeing you that it is good. He gets chased. He gets attacked. He gets executed in more than a few memorable ways. And as always, fans will be treated to this cavalcade of hits amidst this truly theatrical experience. I mean, there's this. There's No More Mr. Nice Guy. There's I'm 18, Under My Wheels, Billion Dollar Babies. He'll do Only Women Bleed. You know, some joker played Only Women Bleed every day on the jukebox in my high school lunchroom. And I still wanted to see Alice Cooper. You're on fire today, Steve.
Yeah.
You're sticking it to me. I'm still surprised that the principal at my high school didn't put the clamp down on Only Women Bleed during lunchtime. But, and Alice has been doing another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd, and he's been doing this cover, he might do it here in town, of Lady Gaga's Born This Way. And you can't tell me that Lady Gaga wasn't influenced by Alice Cooper's
theatrical approach. And that's Alice Cooper, 8 p.m. Friday at the Midland. And then finally, tell us about Mr. Shakespeare.
It's all been building to this. You know,
yes.
Alice Cooper has blood on the floor. Titus Andronicus will have even more blood on the floor. It's Shakespeare's bloodiest play.
Mm.
It's at 8 o'clock Thursday through Monday nights through June 24 in the intimate.
Nice place to see a play.
Very,
I've seen
yes.
Mitch Bryan.
And where is that?
Had a play there just right downtown
it's
by
the
Five Star.
Living Room
Catty
Theater.
Corner from the Star.
Right, Living Room Theater, 18th and McGee. And one more quick word. Let's see. Melinda McCrary, she plays the Queen of the Goths, and she calls it Shakespeare's first stab at tragedy and the ultimate morsel in the revenge variety of Elizabethan plays. I better stop talking.
That's Brian McTavish. Tomorrow on the show, jazz musician David Bassi is in the studio, and we're also on location at Bartle Hall taking a nap in some hammocks with a tremendous view. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.